Chapter 5 Paquette Story. On the way to the platform in the Place de Grève, the crowd passed a very small tower, which had a long history. It stood in one corner of the square. The tower had one small room inside and one dirty window with bars. Because of this, no light came into the room, and it was always very dark. Nobody ever cleaned it, and it was full of dirt. Rats ran around it, and people called it the Rat Hole. For the past 300 years, this room had been used for a special purpose. A person to whom something terrible had happened would come to live in this room. These were people, usually women, who didn't want to be with anyone at all after their tragedy, and who preferred to suffer alone. Nobody ever left this room after they had come to live there. They stayed there until they died, sometimes after many years of suffering from both the conditions there and their own sadness. We will soon discover who was now living and suffering in that tower in the corner of the Place de Grève. Three women were hurrying through the square in order to reach the platform where Quasimodo would soon be beaten. Two of the women were from Paris. The third woman, Marie, was a visitor who lived in a different city in France. On their way, the women passed Esmeralda, who was playing her tambourine as usual and dancing with her little goat. When Marie saw her, she became pale and frightened.
"What's the matter?"
her two friends asked.
"I'm terribly afraid of gypsies," the woman answered. "I'll tell you a story, and then you'll understand why I feel that way."
"Please tell us, we're very interested," her friend said.
"This is a true story," Marie began. "It happened about 16 years ago. A pretty young woman called Paquette used to live in my city. When I knew her, she was very poor. One day, she found herself pregnant and alone because the father of her baby had abandoned her. After 9 months, she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. Paquette loved her baby more than anything else in the world, and she became a wonderful mother. She only wanted to take care of her baby and used much of her time to make beautiful clothes and shoes for the little girl. One day, she needed to buy something in the market. The baby was sleeping, and since she knew she would not be long, she left her alone in her room. When she returned, the baby was gone. Instead of her beautiful baby girl, there was a bag there. In the bag, there was a boy who was about 3 or 4 years old. He was completely deformed and terribly ugly."
"How terrible," said her two friends. "What did she do?"
Paquette couldn't stop crying and screaming. Whoever had taken her baby had left behind one of the tiny shoes which he had made for it and a red-haired monster in a bag. Paquette remembered she had seen a gypsy camp near the city. She suspected the gypsies had taken her baby and had left the ugly child, which nobody wanted. She ran to the camp, but the gypsies were gone. Now she was absolutely certain about what had happened, but there was nothing she could do. Neighbors, who heard Paquette's cries, ran to her room and found the ugly boy left by the gypsies. They took the boy in the bag to Paris and put him on a bed at the entrance to Notre Dame Cathedral. Paquette disappeared on that day, and nobody in the city ever saw her again. Since then, every mother in my city has hated gypsies."
"That is really a tragic story," the two friends cried. Now we understand why you hate gypsies."
Suddenly, the three women heard loud shouts from the small tower in the Place de Grève. It was a woman's voice shouting,
"Go away, you horrible gypsy! All gypsies steal children!"
The woman was shouting at Esmeralda, as she always did, when the young gypsy girl danced near the tower. Marie recognized the voice, ran to the window of the tower, and looked into the tiny room.
"Paquette, it's you," she cried. "Many years have passed, but I still recognize you. And you're still holding the tiny shoe which you made for your daughter. Now I understand where you've been all these years." But Paquette refused to answer Marie. She wouldn't even raise her eyes to the woman. She continued shouting at Esmeralda in her old, tired voice, which always frightened the young girl. Esmeralda couldn't understand why the recluse hated her. So that was why Quasimodo was left in front of Notre Dame Cathedral until Claude Frollo saw him and decided to adopt him. Quasimodo was born to a gypsy woman who didn't want him because he was ugly, and who stole a beautiful baby girl instead. Because of that, Paquette hated gypsies. She had been living and suffering in the tower since her baby disappeared.